Okay, good evening, everybody. If you would all pull out your church hymnals and turn to song number 64. 64 into the church hymnal. Okay, for the second song, turn to song number 31. Number 31.
Thank you.
And for the last song, turn to number 25. Number 25. Okay, we will now look to Mylon to have our devotions.
Good evening, everyone. I was thinking, you know, why do we sing? What's the reason for it? You know, it's a way of, maybe it's a little bit different way of expressing yourself as a, you know, we could just read the words. It seems like singing gives a little different dimension to it. It can be almost a like art, you know, a way of expressing ourselves in our different ways. So I was thinking of some examples of here of people that sang. It's a way of praising God, expressing ourselves. I'm going to read in a couple verses in Exodus, It's 15. This is when the children of Israel had crossed the Red Sea, and after they'd come through, it said, "Then sing Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. My Father is God, and I will exalt him." It actually goes on for, I think it's through verse 19, that it, you know, the saying all things that God is, that God had done for him, that he's, you know, who is like him. And then verse 20, "And Miriam the prophet, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and dances. And Miriam answered them, Sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea." So they were, you know, thank God for what he had done, some mighty works there. And then look at Acts 16. This is a little bit different situation here. They had come through a, it was kind of a rough time for them. The Paul and Silas had one of them commanded this spirit to come out of the girl, damsel that was possessed with the spirit, and so they were the multitude rose up against them, said many, when they laid many stripes on them, they cast them to the prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And yet even in the midst of that, so that midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And there was kind of a revival through that, you know, when the earthquake and all this happened. So it doesn't have to just be when times are going good for us, I guess you say, that we praise God. We should realize, always realize that he is good and all he's done for us. I'm also going to read Psalm 98. "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of his song. With trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth with righteousness, shall he judge the world and the people with equity." It's even something like nature praises the Lord with their own way of singing. The birds sing and there's in different ways. So let's, you know, let's sing something like we mean it. Let's really do mean it, not just, you know, you can sit there and kind of mumble and stare out the window and not, you know, really think about what you're saying, but let's really praise the Lord and mean these songs. So stand for prayer. Stand. The Lord, we thank you that we have a song to sing. Help us to mean it, to sing praise to you and to remember who you are, what you've done for us, the salvation you made for us. And just continue with this service, with those that can't be here right now for different reasons, and just touch their lives as well. Let's pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, thank you for that, Mylon. If you would all pull out your Christian hymnals and turn to song number 146. 146 in your Christian hymnal. Okay, at this time, all of the children can come and stand in the front here, and Jenna will have some songs for you to sing.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, children. Jenna. Number 494 in the Christian hymnal. After this song, David Raymer is going to have a history of a song for us. And then after he's done, there's a couple we've asked to say something about a song, pick a song and lead it, say something about it. So, 494.
Good evening, everyone. The song I've chosen is 395 in the Christian hymnal, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. I'll just read what I have here. Many of the world's best loved hymns have been written by women, and many of the world's best hymn writers were humble folk whose lives were devoted to the cause of making the world a better place to live. Such a hymn writer was Adelaide Pollard. Like her mother, who wrote hymns during the Moody Sankey era, this remarkable woman spent her entire life in the cause of furthering Christianity. She wanted no recognition for it, and no one knows how many hymns she wrote because she very seldom signed her name to them. Adelaide Pollard was 45 years old when, in 1907, she visited a prayer meeting where she was inspired to write her most famous hymn. It was a simple phrase from a simple but sincere prayer that impressed her. For in offering her prayer, an elderly woman omitted the usual asking of the Lord to shower blessings upon her and the prayer meeting group, but instead she told God that it didn't matter what he brought into their lives, but just have your own way with us. As Adelaide left the prayer meeting that night, the phrase from that prayer, have thine own way, rang in her mind. On her way home, she formed the lyrics in her mind, and before going to bed that night, she wrote the words on paper. Shortly afterwards, George Coles Stibbins set the words to music, and have thine own way, Lord, was ready for the Christian world. And all because of a simple prayer, simple phrase in a simple prayer. In mid-December 1934, a 72-year-old woman, Adelaide Pollard, bought a ticket at New York's Pennsylvania Railway Station, then sat down to watch the throngs of people passing by as she waited for her train to Philadelphia. Traveling was not new to Adelaide. As a Bible teacher and Christian layman, she had been all over the United States. She had spent several years in England. When she was almost 60 years old, she had gone to Africa to do missionary work. Now, past 70 years old, she was waiting for a train to Philadelphia to speak, to fill a speaking engagement. The caller announced the train for Philadelphia. The crowd poured through the gates, but the quiet little woman was not with them. Unnoticed by the hurried crowd, she sat where she had been stricken. Perhaps the great conductor figured that Adelaide Pollard had filled enough engagements. 1 week later, the author of Have Thine Own Way, Lord, filled an engagement with God. She was buried at Fort Madison in her native state of Iowa. What stands out to me here is that she was not looking for recognition, and something that impressed her and kept going through her mind, she wrote it down. Now, she was probably used to writing songs, but you know, I admire those of you who do journaling and write down your thoughts. And it could be that maybe God wants you to go on and write more and write some poems and have them put to music so the rest of us can enjoy them. But as was mentioned in here, she often did not sign her songs. So we may sing some of the other songs that she wrote, and we just may, it may just say author unknown. So in our life today, I think the challenge for us is that we should let God have his way, and I think that's what we want to do. As it says in the first verse, thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will, while I am waiting, yielded and still. Let's sing this song, Christian Hymnal 395.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Take your Christian hymnal and turn to 596. This is a song that says future life or heaven. That's one of my favorite songs. It's I guess maybe because of a couple phrases in there. The first one is in the title that talks about a place of pure delight. And here on this earth, even if we enjoy certain things, sometimes it's not just the ultimate, because there's always something seems like it gets in the way sometimes. And then it also talks about day excludes the night and pleasures banish pain. And I was thinking about Caleb and how he's been having a lot of pain since his accident. And those things will be all done away with. And then it talks about spring, everlasting spring with flowers that don't fade. And my wife has a lot of flowers in there. They're pretty to look at, but you know they're only there for a certain time and then they're gone. So let's sing this song. Can I get you to blow a pitch for me, Milo? 596.
Roaming soul, there is a land of pure delight where saints immortal reign. Eternal day excludes the night and pleasure banish pain.
Stand for the last two verses.
Sweet fields beyond the swelling floods and crested living green. So to the Jews all came soon while Jordan rolled between. But timorous to cross this narrow sea.
church asked me to pick a song this evening, and I decided to try to sing a song from Zion's Praises, hopefully not by myself. It's the first song that popped into my mind as he said something. This song is not necessarily my favorite song. It's a special song, but not necessarily my favorite, and I'm not sure if it's what makes it come to my mind more at times. Recently, as a family camping, we sang it around the campfire. So I'll just tell you about my acquaintance with the song. So when I went to Belize to live, not mistaken, almost all of our all of the songs we sang in the church services were Spanish, even though the preaching and the devotional and whatever were had both English and Spanish on almost everything. So some of the songs we sang, and of course everything is new to me, knew very little Spanish, if any. And one of the books we sang out of, but it's a little brown book that some of you are familiar with, called the Despertar y Cantar, and Awake and Sing, and no music with it, just the words. It was a fun little book to sing out of, and so very quickly the simple songs is what grabbed the soonest, the quickest, and that was Vengo a Ti, and we have it in the Zion's Praises as Lo I Come. So anyway, that song was, you know, like I said, one you latched on to a little quicker. Another one was simply a fun one to sing. Yo soy o tuyo. Really run through that song just like you were galloping along. And I know a lot of us really enjoyed singing that song, and that was also one that was a familiar one. So I was there 3 years. That was home. And then I had to come back here, and it didn't necessarily feel like home. And I kind of remember the moment when I discovered that my little special song was in the Zion's Praises. And that felt right. And so anyway, I think we would sing it a little bit at nursing homes or whatever. Maybe it's just me that chose it. I'm not exactly sure. Anyway, we'll sing at least one verse and see how that goes. Lo, I come to do thy will, O God, I come. By thy spirit, let me dwell, O God, I come. And then the chorus goes, walk beside me and guide me. Help me daily to be holy. Oh, I need thee. Yes, I plead thee. Let me live to thy praise. Let me walk in thy ways. Okay, E flat. That sounds great.
Okay, thank you for those songs. We will sing one more song here, and then the chorus can come up. So, 639 in your Christian hymnals. Thank you. 639.
Well, good evening. It's good to have you all here. Some ways it can be a little discouraging when you show up on a Sunday evening and the church is maybe about a quarter of the way filled, right? But it's going to be good. We can look forward to having everyone back. I think there's just a lot of people traveling. There's a lot of things going on right now that are people are engaged in for the kingdom. And so that's a positive thing. And so we can be encouraged by that. We are going to attempt to sing three songs tonight. The one I told them we would pull out if we needed it, and I think we have time to try that. So we'll try to do three songs here. We've missed a choir practice here this past couple weeks ago over the Midwest Teachers Week, and so we are trying to catch up a little bit from that.